Good afternoon. As introduced, Olubusayo Akinola. I'm here to present the study that we conducted, Mental Health Professionals' Attitude and Perception of the Role in Tackling Substance Abuse and Related Disorders in Nigeria. Luckily, we don't have any disclosures, no relationship. I would like to appreciate the European Union for making it possible for me to be here. And also would like to appreciate Dr. Wen, my co-author, and Dr. Obishasa for being here, for flying all the way. Yeah, so the background of the study. The annual prevalence of illicit drug use issued by the World Drug Report in 2014 reflected persistent increase in substance abuse in Nigeria. We had an estimated prevalence of over 14% of cannabis use with population aged 15 to 64 years, and this placed Nigeria in such a compromising situation as having one of the highest prevalence of substance abuse in West Africa. Between the age 15 to 64 years, we had 14%. The annual prevalence of other substances was also reportedly high. We had 1.6% for cocaine, 1.7% for ecstasy, 2% for crack, 1.6% for methamphetamine, and 1.9% for individuals that inject drugs. It's also worthy to note that currently cannabis in the region is illegal for whatever use, either medical or non-medical use. Yeah, the next slide. Nigeria remains a major point of transit since 2004 for cocaine and heroin that is intended for North America, Europe, and East Asia. And this could be attributed to the continued availability of locally manufactured substances, mainly in its herbal form. I'd like to talk about the burden of illicit drug use, which cannot be overemphasized. We had 0.5% to 1.3% of all-cause specific mortality in 2010, 0.7% of global all-cause disability adjusted life years in 2011. It also poses complex and serious problems, contributes to family destruction, social disruption. Recently in the region, we've experienced increase in terrorism, organized crime, trafficking in person, and this has been attributed to the prevalence of substances that has been used in the region. Now the problem statement. Due to the persistent availability of illicit substances in Nigeria, we have a very high prevalence of substance abuse, which is much higher than average compared to other West African countries, which is the 14%, and even higher globally, because we had the highest globally for 2014 was 13.5%, and the variation in prevalence of substance abuse within the geopolitical zones of the country. It was therefore important to explore the attitudes and perception of multidisciplinary mental health professionals whose mandate is to help rehabilitate and reintegrate these individuals into the mainstream society. We had four research objectives. The first was to examine the attitude of MHPs regarding the use and abuse of substances in Nigeria, to examine the perception of their role in tackling substance abuse and related disorders. We also wanted to establish the predictors of attitude and perception. So for the first one, we wanted to identify whether gender, age, educational attainment, profession, motivation, and role support can significantly predict the perception of MHP's role towards drug using clients. We also wanted to identify if there will be any possible regional variation in attitude amongst these multidisciplinary mental health professionals when dealing with drug using populations in Nigeria. For the methodology, we conducted a cross-sectional quantitative survey of randomized sample of 360 multidisciplinary mental health professionals practicing in the neuropsychiatric hospitals and mental health departments of teaching hospitals from four geopolitical zones of Nigeria. And for the instrumentation, we used the drug and drug users perception, problem perception questionnaire and the substance abuse attitude survey to obtain data in this study. For the results, we obtained responses from 286 study participants, and these were used for the final data analysis. So for our first research question, we asked, what types of attitude do mental health professionals hold regarding the use and abuse of substances in Nigeria? The respondents in our study tended towards the non-permissive, stereotypical, and they were quite moralistic. Almost all the study participants, we had 93.7%, disagreed that marijuana use should not be legalized. So they disagreed that marijuana should be legalized, and are of the opinion that personal use of drugs should not be legal, even in the confines of the homes of individuals that abuse substances. Then we also had responses on treatment intervention and treatment optimism, which were fairly homogeneous. They were very positive towards the successful outcome of drug-dependent treatment and care. For the second research question, we wanted to understand their perception of their role in tackling substance abuse and related disorders. Substantial number of the respondents, that is 62.2%, exhibited distinctly defined role perception. MHPs expressed the notion that they are well informed in handling substance abuse related disorders. Their responses also indicated that they are willing to do more to help individuals that abuse substances. Then we move to the third research question to identify predictors of MHPs' perception towards tackling substance abuse and related disorders. It were to identify if gender, age, educational attainment, profession, motivation, and role support could predict the perception of their role in tackling substance abuse. Prior to our conduct of one-way analysis of variance, we established that the assumptions for the one-way analysis of variance was not violated, and then we moved on. We established statistical relationships between perception and region, educational attainment, work motivation, and role support. We further conducted multiple logistic regression, and prior to this conduct, we also established that the assumptions were not violated. And then we wanted to know if our perception in two categories now can be predicted in the independent variables. And the output of analysis indicated that educational attainment, work motivation, and role support can significantly predict MHP's perception of their role in tackling substance abuse and related disorders. For the fourth research question, to identify the significant regional variation in the attitude of multidisciplinary mental health professionals, we conducted the assumption for another one-way analysis of variance, which was violated. We had Shapiro-Wiig's test for normality was significant, and then we had a placotic graph, and that indicated violation of ANOVA. And therefore, we conducted a non-parametric test for the Kruskal-Wallis, and that for the decision section, we could see that it was to reject the null hypothesis, that the distribution of attitude score is the same across the categories of region. We also conducted a follow-up stepwise analysis, and then from here, we could see that for the region, as you move from the south-south to the southwestern region of the country, and as you move from the northeastern to the southwestern of the country, that is it, we could see that there's a significant variation in the attitude of multidisciplinary mental health professionals. So for the conclusion of the study reiterates the importance of adequate formal educational preparations in Nigeria. It highlighted the need for organizational support for MHPs in Nigeria, the need for motivation, and the need for a holistic approach towards standardization of drug-dependent treatment and care to individuals that misuse substances. Then recommendations for future practice. There's need for the development of consensus concerning guidelines on substance abuse and treatment and care. And then we also require drug-related interventions and policies that are targeted at reducing stereotypical attitude and stigmatization of drug-using populations. This will help translate into improved overall mental and physical well-being of individuals who present with substance abuse-related disorders. Recommendation for further studies. The finding of this study emphasizes the need to investigate the consequences and effects of stereotypical attitude and regional variation in attitude of multidisciplinary mental health professionals towards drug using populations. That's the references, and I'd like to appreciate once again my dissertation chair and my co-author. Isaiah. Thank you so much, Miriam.
Thank you. So this is your dissertation research?
Yes.
Very interesting study. Thank you.